Politics, COVID virus, financial distress, illness, and everything else that happens outside of your authentic self, is an illusion often fueled by fear. Love will bring mankind out of these dark days. This won't happen unless all fear is unearthed and solved without creating new attachments. Fear will no longer be a problem when it's transformed into love. Look within and resolve any anger that is held within your emotional body. Anger is creating a double standard where you act one way to the outside world and act another way in the privacy of your own home. This behavior is throwing you and the people around you off balance. You are liable to fall victim to judgments inflicted by the outside world, and because of its temporary nature, it is an illusion. The world is a reflection of how you feel and express yourself. If you have a lot of fear, you'll see much anger, injustice, and negativity within and around you. Your experience of life can be magical when your heart is filled with love. You'll see love and magic in all beings. Mankind is given the choice to either embrace love or to embrace the darkness with its fear programming. Most of you are choosing love, and what you are seeing in the world is this fear programming fighting for its survival. Always trust your intuition to guide you to truth. Most of you have embraced and accepted that you are a being of light and love. This acceptance will usher your soul to awaken its spirit and consciousness. You'll be led to different subjects that will help you to understand your spiritual journey and to develop a strong intuition. This process has nothing to do with what the material world could possibly offer you. You can still own and enjoy things, but you won't have attachments to anything. These material possessions are replaced with joy and a healthy curiosity that will teach you, and help you grow, by using things for its intended purpose. You'll grow compassionate as you learn more about yourself. Some people move fast in their journey and others take their time. This can't be forced because it's a natural process. Mankind is expanding its consciousness together with the Earth, and both are connected. We, your galactic neighbors, are gradually reintroducing ourselves. Your governments are interfering with our energies in an attempt to hold us at bay. We find this to be amusing because our technology is much more advanced than mankind's technology. We choose to stay hidden from view because we are waiting for about 50% of mankind to be awakened enough to communicate directly with us. Currently, mankind is at 23% when it comes to being aware of galactic civilizations. These people all have a regular communication with us. We are very curious and interested to learn about mankind's gifts and skills. There are those of you who originate from another galaxy, and those people are called starseeds. Compared to the human soul, these starseeds are already galactic, and their ability to remember their gifts and skills goes far beyond the earthly realm. The starseeds among you make up for about 10% of your entire civilization. They are all here to assist mankind in their evolution by sharing their knowledge and information with everyone else. During these times, mankind has the ability to truly step into the energies of love and light, bringing in the new age. This message is a word of comfort to those who are struggling with anxiety and any other expression of fear. The world may seem to be in trouble, but this is far from the truth. Everything that you are seeing is needed to shift the collective consciousness into the light and into the energies of love. Mankind needs to move out of selfishness and into compassion. To be there for others, a healthy foundation is necessary, and this starts with you. It is a vital part of growth, and it's important to expand the collective consciousness. For centuries, mankind experienced what it was like to be selfish and what it was like to be ruled by the ego mind. But now, love has returned, and by following this energy, you will flow past all obstacles. By listening to your inner voice and intuition, you'll be able to stay clear from much suffering. Those who remain unaware of their consciousness potentials, and they'll continue to follow the old ways with its dark, dense, and old energies. These people will have plenty of opportunities to awaken. But, the more they fight this process, the harder it will be, and the more suffering they'll experience. This suffering is not meant to be cruel, but it's there to wake them up. Sometimes people need confrontation to awaken to their soul essence so that their light is touched and activated. You can't go back to the old ways once you've awakened from the conditioned environment and mind. So many people are starting to see through the facade called social conditioning with its laws that were set into play to control you. So many of you are tired to listen to negativity and dark messages spread by those who operate in fear. Once you recognize that you're a powerful being who is capable of creating a world filled with love, you will no problem to stay within that energy. Be the light, a shining beacon that so many are searching for. You'll stir the curiosity of those who want to know why you are so happy when the world seems to fall apart. In this way, you'll assist the global awakening. The collective consciousness is growing and expanding with each day that passes, and this is wonderful news. Galactic energies are giving the Earth the push it needs to evolve, grow, and to restore her and mankind. Mankind's future will have a blend of cultures that will create a new human that has a fully restored DNA. This human being will be pure, beautiful, and free from ego. It will only know love because it is a soul manifested and cloaked by all of your cultures, ancestors, and experiences by the countless of lives lived in this universe. The new human being will be a compassionate and loving being that loves Mother Earth the same way as any other sentient being. To become this human being, all fear needs to come to the surface, and this is where mankind finds itself today. Know that all will be well, and keep shining your light.